بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we'll be going over lesson 3. In this lesson we learn 3 letters. Arabic is written in cursive, therefore a letter may look slightly different depending on whether or not it is attached to another letter. There are 4 possible ways a letter may be written. So this is very important for all of us to understand because this is going to lay the foundation for the rest of these lessons. We're going to begin learning letters, and for each letter we have to keep this in mind. So there are 4 possible ways a letter may be written. Now pay attention to the letters that are in red. Number 1, the first way it may be written is alone. So here we see the letter ba written alone. Number 2, it can be written beginning a connection. So here, this letter that's written in red, it is beginning a connection. Remember, Arabic is written from right to left, so it's all the way on the right, meaning that the other letters are coming in on the left. So here, this red ba, it is beginning a connection. Number 3, the third way it may be written is in the middle of a connection. So here we see the first ba in black, and then the second in red, and then another one in black. So this one in the middle in red, that is in the middle of a connection. So that's the third way a letter may be written. And then the fourth way a letter may be written in Arabic is at the end of a connection. So here we see 2 ba's in black, and then we see a third one coming in at the end in red. So these are the 4 different ways that it is possible for a letter in Arabic to be written. We have alone, beginning a connection, in the middle of a connection, and at the end of a connection. So as we go through the Arabic alphabet and we learn the different letters, if we want to know how to recognize each letter, then we have to know what it is going to look like regarding these 4 different ways that it may be written. That way we can identify each one and know the sound it represents. The following chart shows each letter written each way. Remember, Arabic is written from right to left. So if we go to number 1, the first letter we learn is the letter ba, which sounds like the English B. So see this red B here in quotations, that is going to be the letter we use for transliteration. So here is the ba written alone. Again, it is a stretched out U shape with a dot underneath. So this is the first way that it may be written alone. And then here we have the second, third, and fourth way it may be written, beginning a connection, in the middle of a connection, and at the end of a connection. So we have this arrow here pointing from right to left to remind us that that is the direction that Arabic is written. So the first way it may be written is here alone. The second way is beginning a connection, which is here in black. And the main way we can recognize this is that dot underneath. And then in red we have the third way it may be written, which is in the middle of a connection. Again, you can notice the dot underneath. And then at the end in black we have the fourth way that it may be written, which is at the end of a connection. So here we have the letter ba written in all the 4 different ways that it may possibly be written. Number 1, alone. Number 2, beginning a connection. Number 3, in the middle of a connection. And number 4, at the end of a connection. And this letter is going to represent the B sound. So we're going to use a B for the transliteration. If we go to the second letter, this is the letter ta. And it sounds like the English T. So we're going to use a T to represent the letter ta in transliteration. Now this looks just like the ba, except instead of having 1 dot underneath it, we have 2 dots above it. So the first way that it may be written is alone. So here we have the ta written alone, and this is what it looks like. Stretched out U shape with 2 dots above it. Now, the second way it may be written is beginning a connection. So here in black, we have it beginning a connection. And then next in red, we have it in the middle of a connection. And then lastly, we have it at the end of a connection. So these are the 4 different ways that the ta may appear. And it's just like the ba, except it has 2 dots above. So whether it's by itself or whether it is attached to other letters, that's the thing that we are looking for when it comes to the ta. We're going to look, where are these dots coming? Is it 1 beneath it or is it 2 above it? Then if we go to the third letter in this lesson, we have the letter tha. And this sounds like the English th. The combination of th in English is th. And that is the sound that this letter represents, the tha. So again, there are 4 different ways it may appear. Number 1, by itself, alone, not connected to any other letter. Again, it's a stretched out U with dots, just like the ba and ta, except this one has three above it. That is what differentiates the tha from the ta and ba. So the first way it may be written is alone, like this, and the second way is beginning a connection. So here in black, we see what it looks like beginning a connection. Next, in red, we see the third way it may be written, which is in the middle of a connection. And then we see the fourth way it may be written, which is at the end of a connection. And the ba, ta, and tha, they all look similar. You just want to pay attention to where the dots are located and how many there are. So one dot beneath, that represents the ba, which sounds like b, and we're going to use a b to represent that in transliteration. The ta, it has two dots above, and it sounds like the letter t, so we're going to use the letter t to represent the ta in transliteration. And then we have the tha, which has three dots above it, and it sounds like the English th, so we're going to use the th to represent it in transliteration. So finally, let's get to the exercise. Exercise number 3. Practice pronouncing the letters and harakat. Write down the correct pronunciation beneath each example. Remember, Arabic is written from right to left, but the English transliteration is written from left to right. So let's get right into it, and this is really going to set the foundation for all of the future exercises. This is pretty much the routine that we use to learn the different letters, to recognize them, and to memorize. So remember, we're going to go to the right because Arabic is written from right to left, and we have this arrow here reminding us that the Arabic is from right to left. So if we look at the first letter in black, we see that it has one dot beneath it, and we can recognize that as the ba. It's beginning the connection, so it looks just like it does up here, where it shows us what the ba looks like when it's beginning a connection. So for the transliteration, we're going to write the letter b. If we look above the ba, we see, what's that? That is a fatha, which represents the a sound, so we're going to write an a. So this first letter, beginning the connection, we know it's the ba with a fatha, so it is ba, ba. If we look to the second letter in the middle of a connection, we see the dot underneath indicating that it is the ba once again. So we write a b, and then we see that there is a kasra underneath it, which represents the I sound, the I, so we're going to write an I. So the second letter is b, and if we go to the third, ending the connection, we see that dot underneath showing us that it, again, is the ba, ending the connection. And above it, we have the dhamma, which represents the u sound, so we write b for the ba and u for the dhamma. So if we want to read this series of letters, we get ba, bi, bu, and therefore underneath we wrote ba, bi, bu. So as you can see, it's important for us to master the previous exercises because they're all going to build upon one another. In this lesson, we're being introduced to three new letters, but it's important that we remember the past exercises where we learned about the harakat and tanween. So if we go to the second example, this letter beginning the connection has two dots above it, which means it is the ta, representing the t sound. So we're going to write a t for the letter ta. And we see, what's that above it? The dhamma, which represents the u sound, so we're going to write a u. The next letter we have in the middle of a connection, in red, that is, it has two dots above it, so we know it is the ta, representing the t sound, so we write a t. And we see above it a fatha, representing the a sound, so we write an a. And the third letter ending the connection, again, there's those two dots showing us that it is the letter ta, representing the T sound, with, what's that? A kesra, representing the I sound, so we write an I. So if we're going to read this, it is tutate. So beneath it we wrote tutate. And let's get to the third example. Here, the first letter in black, we see has three dots. Which letter has three dots above it? The tha. What sound does the tha represent? TH. So we write TH, and then we look at the haraka, which is a kesra representing the I sound. So we write TH for the tha, and then we write an I for the kesra. Next, we look at the red letter that is in between, in the middle of a connection, and we see again it has three dots. with a dhamma above it. So we're going to put th for the letter tha, and we're going to put a u for the dhamma. And then we have the last letter here, which again, it has three dots. So we know it is the letter tha. It sounds like th. So we're going to write th, and then look at that haraka above it, which is the fatha, and it represents the a sound. So we write th for the tha and a for the fatha. So now if we read this, it is thithu tha. So underneath it, we wrote thithu tha. And here things start getting more interesting because we start combining things. We start building upon the different things we're learning. So in the first three examples, we just used the same letter in the examples, but this time we're going to use all the different letters. So first we see, what is that letter, that black letter with a dot underneath it? That is the ba. The ba is the one that has the dot underneath it, represents the B sound. So we write a B. What's beneath it? What's that haraka? It's the kesra, which represents the I sound. So we write I. B for the letter ba and I for the kesra. If we go to the second letter, which is in between, in the middle of a connection, we see that this letter has two dots above it, which we know is the ta. The ta represents the T sound. So we write a T for the letter ta. And then we see that above it is a fetha, which represents the A sound. So we write the letter A for the fetha. And then we go to this last letter here. And we see this one, it has three dots above it, which is the letter tha, represents the TH sound. So we write TH for the letter tha. And then we see, what's that above it? A dhamma, but not just one dhamma, it's two dhammas. It has tenween. So we write a U for the first dhamma, and we write an N for the second dhamma with tenween. So this one is bi-te-thun. So we wrote bi-te-thun. And this is basically how we are going to learn the Arabic alphabet, inshallah. So it's very important for all of us to master every exercise we do, master every lesson that we do, because they're going to build upon each other as we progress and go along in the different lessons and exercises. So here you can go through the different examples and you can write down the transliteration underneath, and you'll see that they build upon one another. We start mixing things up, but it's all related to things that you already learned in previous lessons. Jazakum Allahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.